Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Come next week, we'll get our first glimpse at the 2013 Patriots on the field. Organized team activities begin on Monday, and while the roster will certainly change and certainly decrease in numbers by the time the regular season begins, OTAs give us a chance to see some new players and some new looks. Now, one position has been in the spotlight more than any other this offseason as we gear up for the summer camps, and that is wide receiver.
We turned over the tight end position. We turned over the running back position. We've turned over a number of the positions on the offensive line. So now we're doing it at receivers.
Out with the old.
Touchdown, Brady to Wes Welker.
And in with the new.
Caught for a touchdown by Jones.
For a team that has been known for its lethal passing attack in recent years, the Patriots wide receiver position has had nearly complete turnover from 2012 to 2013. Let's rewind 2 months and look at all the moves. First came a mid-March transaction twofer. Wes Welker signed a deal with the Denver Broncos after six illustrious seasons as a Patriot. And Danny Amendola inked a long-term deal to replace Welker as the top slot receiving option. A day later, former Buffalo Bill Donald Jones made a move within the division and joined the Pats. Then, the release of Brandon Lloyd, whose one and only campaign in New England had its ups and its downs. Next, the signing of free agent Michael Jenkins, a 10-year veteran of the Falcons and Vikings. Julian Edelman soon re-signed with the Pats for what will be his fifth season in New England. In the draft, the Pats selected Aaron Dobson in the second round. Then the next day, bolstered the position even more with Josh Boyce in the fourth round. Most recently, it was Lavelle Hawkins coming over from the Titans. Got all that?
It's a battle. You know, like you said, it's what, 12 receivers or something like that? It's going to be a battle.
The number right now is actually 11. It's not so much the quantity of receivers currently on the roster, it's the quantity of new receivers on the roster. Only one of the 11, Edelman, caught a pass as a Patriot in 2012. And only two others, special teams ace Matthew Slater and Kamar Aiken, were on the Pats roster at any point last season.
You know, they got a lot of great guys here willing to work. You know, everybody's competing. Everybody's just, you know, working together right now to get stronger, get faster in the weight room right now.
All of this wide receiver turnover begs the constant question, how steep will the learning curve be? Can the newcomers, veterans and rookies alike, master the playbook in time to make an immediate impact? After all, the Pats are perennial contenders. There's no time to waste in making sure the receivers are on the same page as Tom Brady, but that's easier said than done when Brady and most of the coaching staff have been operating the same offense for more than a dozen years.
But I'd say a lot of the players that come here feel, you know, challenged at that position. The new guy coming in has to learn, you know, to a degree, you know, 12, 13 years worth of stuff. It probably is a lot, you know.
Add it all up, and it should mean vigorous competition for roster spots. Accomplished NFL receivers, 2013 draft picks, undrafted free agents, all looking for a role.
I got to understand the playbook, you know, get the timing down right and things like that. You know, I'm glad they're giving me a chance, so I'm going to go out there and give them my best.
Of course, the Patriots' passing attack isn't only about the wide receivers. Their tight ends are known to catch a pass here or there. The running backs are as well. But Tom Brady and the Pats would certainly like to see a wide receiver or two or three or four emerge by the time they get to training camp. That will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.